Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
In the heart of an evolving digital era, intellectual property preservation has become a pressing topic, intersecting with various technological advancements and their relationship with human creativity. Most notably, the recent passage of the Everything Left is Valuable Act, otherwise known as the Elvis Act, in Tennessee marks a significant milestone in AI's interaction with intellectual property law, particularly in the protection of an artist's work and persona. What does this mean for the burgeoning field of AI, which is increasingly being utilized to generate new works, including those of deceased artists? Artificial intelligence is blurring the lines of authorship in unprecedented ways. Traditionally, the term author was attributed to the individual human creator of a work. With AI's ability to compose music, produce paintings, and even write literature, this definition has become foggy. The Elvis Act's entry injects much-needed clarity into the legal protection of works created posthumously, albeit through AI proxies of the original artists. The dialogue around AI-generated works has often centered on ethical, moral, and artistic integrity. However, the Elvis Act shifts the focus to the legal ramifications and responsibilities associated with these creations. For businesses and legal professionals, understanding this shift is paramount to stay ahead in an arena where artificial intelligence and intellectual property law converge. The law takes a bold stance, recognizing AI as a tool for the continued expression of an artist's legacy while protecting their market value. For businesses capitalizing on AI-generated art, the need to prioritize due diligence and compliance is critical, as infringement could result in hefty legal consequences. Furthermore, the Elvis Act underscores the importance of transparency and consumer understanding. When AI-generated works are commercialized, clear disclosure can prevent copyright disputes. Businesses must also consider the ethical and reputational factors surrounding the use of deceased artists in their AI ventures. IP legal professionals are now tasked with deciphering and applying the Elvis Act's framework to cases involving AI. It's their responsibility to advise clients on navigating the nuanced legal landscape that governs AI's role in artistic innovation and the IP rights associated with AI-created works. Attorneys are now at the forefront of shaping precedents and best practices that will guide future interactions between AI and IP. Their proficiency in cross-disciplinary knowledge, from AI technology to music copyright, will be a key differentiator in their ability to provide relevant, robust legal counsel to clients. The Elvis Act exemplifies the ongoing need for forward-thinking legislation that accounts for contemporary technological capacities without undermining the essence of historical IP laws. With AI accelerating the creation and utilization of intellectual property, it is imperative for both legal experts and innovators to stay informed and proactive. By engaging with the implications of the Elvis Act, IP attorneys, business professionals, and C-suite executives can establish a foundation for ethical and legally sound practices in the realm of AI-generated art. This landmark legislation in Tennessee is a signal for other states and nations to anticipate, adapt, and shape IP laws that resonate with an AI-integrated society. As artificial intelligence becomes an intrinsic part of the creative process,
thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.